Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 53 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing our study of Joel with a devotion titled this morning, Return to the Lord. Lauren Deckard once said, "The same Lord who sends locusts invites repentance." Our text for today is Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and He relents over disaster. Who knows whether He will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind Him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, 'Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations.' Why should they say among the peoples, 'Where is their God?'" This section of Joel begins with a call to return to the Lord with fasting, weeping, and mourning, preceded by the phrase, "yet even now." That's in verse 12. In light of a coming crisis, Joel urgently calls Judah to repentance. Timothy Green explains this appeal. "The call to repentance is a familiar theme throughout the story of ancient Israel. This call is deeply rooted in the theological conviction of God's favor toward the covenant people. Israel's traditional confession of God's faithfulness to and forgiveness of His people serves as the backdrop for Joel's words in chapter 2, verses 12 through 17. The community's turning to God is possible only because of divine grace preceding human response. In this text, the call to repentance is found in the context of the urgency and desperation of the people because of the impending day of Yahweh. Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 17, is such a significant passage of Scripture on Judah's need for repentance that today it is often read by Christians during the season of Lent and is typically included in Ash Wednesday's readings. Al Fuhr and Gary Yates provide a detailed explanation of this noteworthy call to return to the Lord. As in the previous chapter, the prophet calls for the people to assemble and cry out to the Lord. The first explicit call for the people to return to the Lord in the book is issued here in verses 12 and 13. The ritual of tearing one's garments is not enough. The people are to approach the Lord with a broken heart. The motivation for repentance is the possibility that the Lord would graciously extend a blessing in the place of sending judgment. Joel reminds the people of the theological confession first expressed after Israel worshiped the golden calf in Exodus chapter 34, verses 6 and 7. Yahweh is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in faithful love. He also adds that the Lord relents from sending disaster. As the "who knows" in verse 14 reflects, repentance does not guarantee divine favor and blessing, but the possibility that God would relent and send blessing in the place of judgment, as he did at Sinai and at other times in Israel's history, always exists. Blow the horn in Zion, in Joel chapter 2, verse 15, echoes verse 1. And the sounding of the horn here caused the people to assemble at the temple for a sacred fast. You can see Leviticus chapter 25, verse 9, and Psalm 150, verse 3. The urgency of this assembly is such that it must include all segments of the population, from the eldest down to nursing infants. The crisis is so severe that even the newly married, who were exempt from military duty, according to Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 7, must present themselves before the Lord. The priests intercede for the Lord to show mercy to the people, basing their appeal, as Moses had at Sinai, on the Lord's reputation among the nations. Joel's appeal for repentance gives Judah hope amid God's pronouncement of judgment. Michael Bentley writes on the possibility while providing an appropriate conclusion to today's devotion. When God said, "Even now, return to me," it was as if he was saying, "Despite all your disobedience and forgetfulness of me and my laws, I am offering you the hope of mercy. If only you will turn round, leave your sinful ways, and come back to me with all your heart, mind, and soul." The people had been so selfish and stubborn that they could have turned their backs on this call to repent. This was to be no feeble, half-hearted coming back to God in his ways. The Lord's desire was that his people would return to him with all their heart. Some questions to consider. How do the words "yet even now" in verse 12 provide a testimony to God's grace? What do fasting, weeping, and mourning have to do with repentance? And finally, why is turning to the Lord with all your heart essential for genuine and lasting repentance? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.